With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Customs and Border Control thwarts two major drug importation attempts, leading to five arrests and the seizure of more than 75 pounds of illegal drugs. CBC says on October 24th, 15 pounds of ganja and 52 ecstasy pills were recovered after their officers intercepted a shipment arriving from Jamaica. Three people were arrested on suspicion of importation. Then on November 25th, CBC says officers clocked a, quote, suspicious shipment arriving from the U.S., where they recovered 61 pounds of ganja and a quantity of mushrooms. Two people were arrested in that case. Both matters remain, quote, active investigations. The Cayman Islands has advanced its efforts to build deeper strategic financial services partnerships with India after a recent trip to the region.
I was honored to convey Cayman's extraordinary evolution as a leading international financial services center and, importantly, an active, constructive, respected OECD Global Forum partner.
Premier the Honorable Audrey Ebanks says in the case of India, Cayman-registered entities have performed a, quote, substantial role in facilitating investment into the country, contributing more than $15 billion U.S. dollars in cumulative foreign direct investment since 2000. During the trip, the premier attended the 18th plenary meeting of the Global Forum on Transparency and Exchange of Information for Tax Purposes and a series of regulatory meetings with the Securities and Exchange Board of India.
Cayman and India share a strong commitment to regulatory excellence. By deepening our partnerships and expanding cooperation between our authorities, we can support sound business, reinforce market confidence, and deliver mutual economic benefit.
The delegation also met with India's designated International Financial Services Zone and its financial services regulator. This week, the premier is in Florida at the 2025 fall meeting of the U.S.-based National Association of Insurance Commissioners to promote Cayman's developing reinsurance framework. As we reported on Radio Cayman, CCTV feeds in Cayman BRAC are live, with signals being received on Grand Cayman by the Department of Public Safety Communications. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more on the program and what it means for public safety.
The National CCTV Development Program is a multi-year initiative led by the Ministry of District Administration and Home Affairs and the Department of Public Safety Communications. The Cayman BRAC part of the program has been in the works for some time and focuses on modernizing public space surveillance, expanding camera coverage, replacing legacy equipment, and strengthening governance standards and interagency coordination. Phase one has now been complete with a total of 21 cameras deployed across seven locations on the island. Before this expansion, Cayman BRAC had limited public space surveillance capability, relying primarily on traditional policing, patrols, and reactive camera sources from individual agencies. The new system provides continuous high-definition monitoring, which improves situational awareness, investigative support, and the safety of both the public and first responders. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
The Cayman BRAC expansion is part of the broader National CCTV Development Program, which is funded through the ministry's approved capital budget. The cost for the BRAC phase, including equipment, installation, licensing, and network integration, is estimated at 190,000 CI dollars. And while, quite frankly, I think it's far too cold to take a dip in the ocean in December, you may like that Arctic blast the Christmas breezes bring. If so, though, make sure to keep your eyes peeled, because two swimmers were stung by a small jellyfish along Seven Mile Beach this weekend, including Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
Small jellyfish were drifting unusually close to the shoreline at Seven Mile Beach this weekend, carried into the shallows by light waves. Two swimmers, myself included, were stung just a few meters from the sand. The jellies were tiny and nearly transparent with thin brown tentacles that were hard to spot in the water. Studies published in Marine Environmental Research says water temperature is one of the strongest predictors of when jellyfish appear near shore. And the water along the beach this weekend was noticeably cooler. Now, the sting itself felt like a sharp, immediate zap before spreading across the skin, but both swimmers were able to walk out of the water without assistance and no emergency treatment was needed. There are no marine advisories in effect and no sign of a larger bloom at this time. Elizabeth Charles, Radio Cayman News.
And you can always pop over to doe.ky to make sure you're up to date on any potential critter-related advisories. I'm Carsley Fuller.